Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here today and look forward to sharing the next hour with you. And, oh, we've got some exciting information today. I'm actually in Hawaii. It is September 10th, 2014. So whether you're listening in the country, out of the country, welcome. Different time zones, that's the one thing I love about this internet. We have got an exciting, exciting show today. As usual, our first half is about real estate. Second half is self-help, God, motivational. You know, I was told years ago by a good friend of mine, Tommy Antion, you can't do that. You have to do. He's a very, very well-known speaker. And the in the industry has an internet marketing center, beautiful. I mean, he's just amazing what he's done. And he said, you can't do that. You can't. You need to have it all on real estate or all on the other. You can't mix it up. And years back, I was like, why not? And I did. And I love it. It works beautifully. We have so many people that listen archived because it's easier. You guys get to download it at your leisure and listen to it when you want to. We can see our stats in the back, and it's just wonderful. Some weeks we've got several thousand. It just depends on the week. And many, many, many people have listened over the past 2.5, 3 years we've been doing this. It's almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in January. So welcome, welcome. If you're new to our show, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about our format, since the first 30 minutes is real estate and the second is self-help, God, et cetera. So if you want to fast forward and wait, you know, if you're listening on the archive or if you just want to stop at the beginning, this gives you choices as another beautiful thing about being able to download. So the first half today is, if you're starting a real estate career, learn how a mentor can cut your learning and earning ability in half. Actually, oodles. And we're going to go over what the difference is between a real estate mentor and a coach. And even if you're in the business and you're just not happy with your numbers, your lifestyle, anything, you may want to listen into this because we're going to cover quite a bit in the next 30 minutes. Second half of our show, I am so privileged and welcome because I know him personally. I've actually worked through his program. Pastor Ralph Gilbert is going to be on the second half. He has been counseling people through his ministry, Freedom Through Jesus, for over 30 years. He teaches people with his staff. He has other counselors who he's trained. It's definitely, God is all over it. He teaches people how to break free of pain, pain that's instilled for many of us from, say, in childhood if you had abuse, other dysfunctions. He teaches you how to break through that step by step through biblical scripture, and I can't wait to get into it. He's going to get into that with us in the second half. He's also going to be working with us on our It's Time to Heal series, and I'm going to tell you, bar none, he is an expert. He's definitely amazing, and I thank God for him. So I'm so looking forward to that second half. And if you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. You can also email radio@realityuniversal.com. If you're new, you also know you can go to our website, realtyuniversal.com. If you have any questions, want to make suggestions, anything at all, we will answer it, promise. And, you know, send it through there, and we will definitely get you to the right party or help you, et cetera. So it doesn't just have to be real estate questions, as you can hear as you go through our show. We do have affiliates in all 50 states, and then other. We can also refer you worldwide if you have real estate needs as well. And, of course, Realty Universal is all about people having choices. We offer real estate menu programs and systems, giving you as a buyer or seller the right to customize your process. So if you're selling, you can do anything from a for sale by owner program all the way through full service. If you're buying, you can go the traditional route all the way through to a phenomenal buyer rebate program, and we put you in touch with affiliates in other states. It's all done through different brokerages, and then we have a brokerage in Maryland and Hawaii. So getting the for beginning housekeeping out here, for people that haven't listened to the show, we have lots of repeat listeners and lots of people in our network, and I'm looking forward to it. So let's get started. How can a mentor cut your learning and earning curve? Well, first off, let's go through what the differences are between coaching and mentoring. If you're going to hire a coach or you're going to hire a mentor, depending on what your game plan is, because now I'm going to do most of this because we run out of time as usual, this next 25 minutes that we have, I'm going to focus on somebody starting a new real estate career. And again, it applies to anybody if you're looking to up your game, change your lifestyle some, if what you're doing, you just know you could do better or something isn't working. So it's going to apply to everybody, but we're going to focus on somebody getting in that's brand new. So when you're new in the business, you really don't know the ropes, even if you've been in sales for years. You may have been in other industries that have given you lots of skills and talents, and you may have the natural talent and ability, love people, want to work, are used to that dynamic of dealing with people, having to close the sale, handling pitfalls, averting pitfalls, as I should say, just all the things that go along with being in any sales position, because you're dealing with people, and when you're dealing with people, there's emotions involved. And if you're dealing with residential sales, you'll have a buyer and a seller and their emotions. If you're handling commercial sales, you're dealing more in a business atmosphere, but you're still dealing with people. Anytime you're dealing with people, you're going to deal with emotions. So when you're brand new, especially, that's the time where you really want to plan and figure out where you want to be 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years. Who are you going to become in the industry? What's your gift that you're giving to the industry? Because you really want to model this and set it up so it works for you within the umbrella or company you're working with or wherever you're going. Because really, when you get into the real estate industry, you're in your own business. You're in your own company. Even if you work for another brokerage, which when you're brand new, you're going to have to work somewhere, right, because they don't allow you just to become a broker. Well, I take that back. If somebody's an attorney or has other educational, it depends on what state you're in. But typically, you're going to go in as an agent and work under a broker. But you want to set this up. Of course, barring you have to do everything legal and you must follow office procedures, you want to set this up so it fits your personality, your lifestyle, and what you're going to want to do. Okay, so you definitely need planning, goals, to-do lists, action steps. Coaching is somebody's going to actually, it's going to be more task-oriented. Mentoring is much more relationship-oriented. I think the best thing you can do is find a mentor who's proven themselves, somebody who's already been a heavy hitter in the industry, someone who's already done it and proven results, not just said, you know, this is how you do it, but have you ever done it? No. That's not, to me, not the best person to be a mentor. A mentor should be somebody that you can almost shadow. Now, people that are going to mentor you typically maybe they could let you shadow them for a day, a half a day. They're typically not going to be able to let you shadow them every single day because it just depends on who the person is, but they have their own schedule as well. But true mentor is going to have somebody that has the results. You know, that's what you want to find. So I believe that when you're setting this up, you can never get too much information. It's a good idea to get tapes, buy tapes from other people that have sold in the industry, buy, listen to leadership skill tapes, that you don't have to just listen to real estate sales tapes. There's many, many out there, but anything with sales, anything with closing deals, because sometimes, or I've heard it lots of times, my personality is just different, I guess. I never considered myself a salesperson because in the sense where people say, oh, they're too pushy, oh, they're too this. I always felt like, no, I could never sell anything I didn't believe in. So that was the difference with me. I wouldn't sell something I didn't believe in. So I would always look out for what was the customer needs, the client needs, and how can I go and make that happen for them. And then I've done very well in sales all these years because I really was looking at everyone else's needs and trying to make it a win-win. But some people get in the industry and they're, oh, gosh, sales, I can't get on that phone and do all that. Oh, my gosh, that's just not me. I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to be aggressive. I don't want to whatever. Well, I hate to tell you this, but if you're going to get into especially real estate sales, you've got to change your mindset. You're going to have to change your way of thinking or you're not going to make it. And I'm going to say that very strongly and repeat it. If you think selling is totally being pushy and aggressive and you're not going to be comfortable picking up the phones and making the calls, then this might not be the business for you. Now, with that said, does that mean you have to be out there calling 100 people, knocking on 100 doors? You have to take that style of prospecting? No. Now we have the do not call list, and there's all these other things, but I can't get into everything. But no, it doesn't mean you have to take a style and go after something that you don't believe in a fashion you don't believe in. But you got to get that mindset changed. You got to change your mindset so that you realize you're helping people. You're not bugging people. Problems are challenges. People need us to find solutions to their challenges and their problems. Otherwise, why do they need us? Think about it. So these are different things that you'll find with a mentor who's already proven and done it that you'll learn, and you'll learn the mindset. Other things that happen when you're new in the business, everybody and anybody, well, you want to let everyone know that you got in the business because they'll refer people to you. But so many people, oh, you're not going to be good at it. Oh, you can't do it. Oh, you're going to have naysayers. And that's not good for you either. And that's something a mentor can help you with too. Because with a mentor, you're going to build a relationship. You're going to be able to open up. And it's confidential. And you want to make sure that it's confidential before you pick anybody to mentor you. And explain why, of course, and without saying. And you're going to build a relationship. You're going to be able to say, oh, my gosh, this one said this, and it's bugging me, and I may not make it, and da-da-da-da. You're going to have to ignore all that because that's just, you know. So when you're new, these things can be a problem. Plus, you may get told by one person in the office, do it this way or do it that way. If you go into a larger office, I prefer smaller offices, smaller mom-and-pop brokerages. I started out in 1985 with Coldwell Banker, and it was not a good experience for me. Got some training through Fast Track programs, but somebody wanted to give me listings when they were leaving a company, wanted to give me 3 listings. The manager gave them to the top agent. I was brand new, but I was proving myself even within a couple months. I was prospecting people, and then one of the other agents went to the manager and said, I talked to them months ago. Well, back then we could cold call in 1985. It was a different world. And so what? Well, she said, don't call them because the other agent talked to them months ago. So I'm just giving you examples of I like the more intimate, smaller brokerage situation because people aren't going to usually do that. You're going to have a little bit more camaraderie. But now you can work virtually too, so you can kind of stay out of some of that. So mentoring, you're going to be building a relationship. But, and then some mentors, we have programs. Other, I'm not trying to sell our programs because, I mean, our programs stand on their own and you can always get information on, about that through us. But you have programs and things set up to where you'll have allocated times to be able to get with people. That's what you want to find out. Like if there's somebody you think, well, I'd love to mentor them, talk to them. See how it could work. See if you can work out a where you pay them, or maybe you guys, if it's right in your town, you guys can you can share some of their work and help. There's just different ways you can do this, but you definitely, it's a good idea to have a mentor. I also believe in having coaching. I do believe in setting up your schedules, your time schedules, and everything, but that's going to be different than a mentor. You can really, if you go in and you plan, and you want to plan, you want to look at a year from now and what you'd like to make, and then plan backwards, you know, start coming back to today. The worst thing you can do is, I don't know, I don't have any idea what I want to make, oh, and don't sell yourself short. Go for the higher number, and you can always come back out of that, but at least you're going to have a plan. And mentors will help you. There's a lot of things where you'll go, oh, I never would have looked at it that way, and that comes from years of experience and years of proven results. So I definitely would suggest working through that. You probably already know some people you'd like to mentor with in your area. It doesn't hurt to ask. All someone can do is say, no, I don't have the time, da-da-da-da, or maybe they'd even mentor you an hour a week. Or you can work it out. You can figure out a way to get something going. Some people will let you shadow. You know, it just depends on their schedule. There's also mentoring you can do virtually. You can do, you know, afar. You don't have to do everything right there. So really, really important. And then, again, don't hire a mentor that's never done the business. That's not going to work. It just doesn't work. And typically, your arrangement, if you could set up something where you are kind of paying them or you're doing work in lieu of, et cetera, for them, typically it's going to last about 9 months to a year. So you can set up a plan and say, hey, could we do X, Y, and Z for the next whatever, and then work out an arrangement. And on coaching, that's where you're going to dig in. Coaching is going to give you tasks. It's going to be more short-term because you're going to measure your results. It's also going to be based on your performance. So coaching is a little bit different. And it's also, depending on what you're trying to do, coaching is more of a short-term solution. Mentoring is more long-term, although they both go hand in hand. So almost running out of time. We're almost going to our second half, which I'm so looking forward to. When you're going to want to do, if you've heard of the SMART thing where you do SMART, it's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, timely, and you're going to get results. So if you say, I want to make $100,000 my first year, then you need to figure out, depending on the market area you're in, many market areas have different price ranges, of course. You may want to work within 10 to 20 minutes, no more than 30 minutes of your home, and pick a farm area. And if you're doing that and your average sale price is, say, $500,000, then you know how many $500,000 houses it takes, based on what your commission is, to earn $100,000 in the next 12 months. If it's $300,000 as average, you know what it takes. So you want to split that up between listings and selling houses and buyers, so that you can kind of figure out, okay, if I sell 4 houses a month, I'm going to meet my goal. If I sell 2 houses a month. So these are different things that you that your mentor would work with you on to really get you to say, this is realistic, this isn't realistic. But it is. Anything's realistic. If you put your mind to it and you focus and you do it and you have a plan and you're measuring it, you can't lose. You really can't. Because our business really is a numbers and a relationship business. But if you don't plan and you just kind of go, oh, I've got a buyer, somebody knows me, or I'm going to sell my sister's house, or I'm going to go do this, or, you know, I'm going to sell a friend's house, and you just kind of piddle and wait around and just talk to the other agents and, you know, go to the broker's opens and things like that. That's not where you need to put your focus. You need to, broker's opens are good to know what the inventory is if you haven't been in the house. But I mean, and to meet the other agents. But that's not where your focus should be. Your focus should be on your game plan, knowing exactly what you want to make, what you want to accomplish next 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, 5 years. And that's what a mentor can help you with. A mentor can really give you a lot of good advice. So for more information with us, we'd be happy to put you in touch with people. You can also see information on our programs. It's realtyuniversal.com. And email question, we'd be happy to help you. And it's an interesting business. You can have lots of flexibility, lots of freedom. It's a lot of work because you're dealing with a lot of different situations. And it really is important to do, I mean, if you're going to do this business, you might as well do a lot, right? What's the point in just dabbling in it? Unless you're already retired and you just want to sell a house here and there, then this probably isn't for you. But if you're really serious about getting in, digging in, making it another career, really going to the top, getting the blessings and about that this business offers you, then really pick out a mentor and go from there. So I'm just going to do a quick recap because we're almost to our second half. And if you'd like to call in, again, the number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. There's lots and lots of internet coaching, too, you can do and mentoring. But again, the difference is sometimes it's probably good to get a mentor and also do some coaching. You can also do group coaching. If money's really an issue, you can get involved and sign up for group coaching where you're going to be able to get ideas, hear information, and go from there and be part of a group, so that you're hearing the same problems, you're hearing solutions to problems, you're going to hear, if you're new, things you've never heard before, so that'll give you a good education as well. But on the mentoring, if you can't afford to hire, say, a professional mentor, somebody who's selling that, you know, or offering that and already has a structure and system set up in place, you should be able to find somebody locally that you know does well, that you could take to lunch or you could talk to and say, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. I really want a mentor. Is there a way I can help you with some of your work or do some type of trade or whatever? And, you know, they'll tell you. They'll maybe you guys can come up with some ideas. It really, truly will cut your learning curve, and it will increase your earning curve, I promise. If you follow a plan and you do it. And it's fun, too. It's fun, too. Last but not least, if you're new, definitely buy a bunch of tapes and CDs you can listen to in the car or MP, however you do it, however you do your, whichever technology you use, your iPod, and find as many as you can. Listen to them while you're driving in the morning, evening, and because you can never get enough information that's going to not only give you tidbits and teach you, it's going to put you in the mindset to win. It's going to put you in an upbeat mindset. Of course, take care of yourself and health and get rest and all of that goes without saying. And look forward to this. Don't be afraid of this, and you'll do really well. And it's exciting. I wouldn't be going into it. I wouldn't be doing it all these years if I didn't think it was exciting. And the accountability. And you don't have to tell everybody what you're doing. If you have naysayers in your family, they're going to say you're not going to make it, it's not going to work for you, da-da-da-da-da. Then limit your information. Nobody says just because someone asks you a question, you have to answer it. And so we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back shortly with Pastor Ralph Gilbert. Again, our website is realtyuniversal.com. You can email us at radio@realtyuniversal.com. You can also fill out our contact us form at realtyuniversal.com. Please be as detailed as possible because we have other staff checking the websites constantly, and they will know where to send your information to. The more detail that's possible, the better, the quicker you'll get the response, and it's handled pretty fast. So have a wonderful day. We are going to take a quick break and come back to our second guest.
estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can
Pastor
also
Ralph?
Be one of the best investments
yes.
of your capital if
Hi,
handled correctly.
In
the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
We are back, and we're getting started with our second half of our show, and I am so proud and honored to have Pastor Ralph Gilbert with Pastor of Freedom Through Jesus Ministry. He's been counseling people for over 30 years to break free of the pain instilled in many of us from abuse and other dysfunctions, and I just can't wait to dig into our second half of our show. It's my privilege and honor to bring to you Pastor Ralph. Welcome.
Yes, how are you?
I'm just wonderful. I'm just so great
Good
you
to
can
be
come
here.
On. And yeah, this is going to be exciting, really exciting. What you've been doing is so God-given, and I want to just go right in. We our 30 minutes runs by pretty fast, and so I want to go ahead and dig in and talk about what you've done with the ministry. I know the ministry is biblically based prayer ministry with on healing and restoration. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing and how you started.
Well, this started over 30 years ago. As I worked through my own issues. And then right after finishing seminary, I didn't do anything else with it, but people started calling me up. I didn't have to call them. They just started calling me up and asking me to help them, and I was new in this. So I started working with people. Then I did a lot of training over the years with many different resources for healing. And now I sort of use whichever tool is needed at the time for whatever's coming up. And I minister to ordinary people, pastors, engineers, all walks of life. And we've been doing this for 30 years, and we don't advertise. Only recently we had a website up for about a year. But we normally have 3 to 5 people a day, 5 days a week for the last 30 years. So somebody's saying something, but people are getting results. And it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit doing it. And so I just rely on Jesus and the Holy Spirit and my relationship with that, and also building a good trust relationship with people, because we can't do anything unless there's trust. And so my first goal is to build relationships and learning a lot about relationships, learning about what causes people to have problems, and then having hundreds and hundreds of people that have seen how the problems manifested over the years, and having that experience, then I know pretty well where the Holy Spirit's going when he's leading me to work with someone. God's not in a rush, so it may take a while because the person may want to be healed, but he's not or she's not ready to handle that, so we have to go at their pace and help them get along with God's pace. But we've been doing this for quite a while, and each case is different, and sometimes, or if not most of the time, I'm surprised what happens when the person comes back the next week. So it's really exciting, and each person is exciting, and we love them, and we try to treat them as God would treat them, as much as we can in our humanness, and help people find the problem. 90% of the problems often of some kind of early life trauma, and often the results often result in us blaming ourselves for things and having a rough life because we're the enemy. We don't need anybody, and we build up the enemy ourselves. But if nobody talks to the person and reflects to them back what they're saying, then they'll continue that, because we really believe what the Bible says, that what you believe in your heart, you're going to do. And that the Bible says also that out of the heart come the issues of life. It's not the mind, the brain, but what we bury in our heart. And our heart can get wounded in early life and through life, and those wounds will generate thoughts and feelings about ourselves, often negative. And so when a person has those negative feelings, often I won't try to talk them out of it. I'll just find out what they believe, and I have them tell Jesus what they believe, and or the Holy Spirit may respond, and it will tell them the truth. And it's amazing. They just smile and say, never thought about that. So I don't have to have the answer for them. I rely on the Holy Spirit and Jesus. And so that's pretty much the way we go. We just sit down with a person, try to get some history where they've been and what they've been through. And from that, we have a pretty good perspective for years of experience, probably what the areas are, and then we start to explore those areas, looking for the lies that people believe about themselves and the situation, and try to change as much of that as we can with them and through prayer. And some things come down on a person from the generational, because the Bible is clear that the sins of the fathers are visited on the children for the third and fourth generation. And quite
are those
often
curses?
We see
are they curses? Like, are they considered like curses in the Bible?
Yeah, I would say this would be a good thing, a curse that comes down a family line. And quite often you'll see that the husband's an alcoholic, his father was an alcoholic, the grandfather was an alcoholic. Well, that's a good sign if it's coming down two, three generations. So then we take a person through a prayer to break curses and forgive those in that brought the curse on them, but also at the end of the prayer to pray blessings down that family line, because when we're created, we receive a treasure chest of blessings, and sometimes they're held back by curses. But we also
see, when we're born, we do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And or we conceive, we receive the opposite, toxic waste dump of things from the past. And it's moving those things out of the way when the person can get free to get the blessings. God wants to bless us. He said that over and over in his word, that he's a God of love and a God of blessing.
Wow. So a lot of people, just from childhood dysfunction, right, they're carrying
quite
through.
It does go back there. I don't go there. I usually ask the Holy Spirit, will you show them where this started? And nine times out of ten, they'll go back to 5, 6, or 7-year-old, something happening, I'll ask them who's there and what happened at that time. And sometime they know and sometime they don't. But I say, well, what did that mean to you? And that's the lie they put in their heart, and they've been living that lie from childhood. And once the truth of that lie is, the most common lie is, I'm no good, I'm worthless. And when I asked Jesus to speak to him, what do you want him to know about that lie? And so many times they'll just start smiling. Well, I never thought about that. Or Jesus said, I'm okay. I can let that go. And so right there is a healing. He does it right, and it's exciting just to watch him do that. When you don't have a clue what to tell him, you can't talk him out of it. But when he speaks truth to him, it registers.
Wow, it's amazing. It's so real. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We had a little girl. Our parents brought a little girl in to us, probably about 6 years, 5 or 6, and she was in an automobile wreck where the car slid on the side of the road. The mother was a van, and the mother was in the front seat, and the little girl was strapped in. She couldn't get herself out or get the little girl out, and gasoline was running down from the gas tank down the car, and people were screaming outside, raised a lot of commotion, but nobody would help them because they were afraid to catch on fire and blow up. And after a while, the mother finally got her up and got her out of the car safely. And she called me the next week. She says, I'm going to take my child to a psychiatrist. She's moody. She's quiet. And her mood has really changed, and she's depressed. And she said, I'd like you to talk to her and pray with her. And so she brought her in. And I sat down with her and helped her feel comfortable and build a little trust with her. And then I said, what do you believe about that situation? She said, I believe I'm going to die. And I said, okay, just be quiet. I said, Lord Jesus, what's the truth you want her to know? And she just sat there for a minute. She looked up and smiled and turned to her mother and said, what did he say to you? He said, it was all a lie. Nothing bad's going to happen to you. You're a good girl. And she was smiling. And then next thing she says, Mom, can I go out and play? And
that's
she skipped
fantastic.
Out of the office, out into the yard to play.
That's
I didn't
fantastic.
Have to do a thing. I let Jesus do it.
That's wonderful. It's very painful, when people go through stuff when they're kids and they don't get through it as an adult. It just kind of carries over and over. Yeah.
It may take time. And you sit with these people in their pain, and sometimes the healing is piece by piece because God doesn't skip over stuff. He wants to get things out of the way. And 90% of it is lies we believe about ourselves because of it. And you have to take it and keep the person strong, especially if they're adults and they have to work. You don't want them to crash. You want them to be able to continue work. So our job is to try to take it at the pace God wants to do it and take them through this because we work a lot with people with multiple personalities. And the trauma, that's all from trauma. And so we have to take that at the right time and work through that as they're able. And we've seen people heal from one lady had over 250 personalities, and today she's just down to one. And so that
How long did
time.
That take? Well, that must have taken a long time, I would think, but it doesn't matter.
It took about 9 months
of
working through that. And I worked in conjunction with a psychiatrist who managed the medication. There are other problems that come up people because they got involved in witchcraft, played with a Ouija board, and things like that. And
Go ahead. The Ouija board.
A Ouija board is operated by spirits. So playing with a Ouija board opens you up to dark spirits, and they just love to have somebody agree with them, play with them, so they can torment them. And often they will come to children. Come to little children and convince them as their friend and become their friend. And later on, that child will be led into witchcraft or the occult of some kind. Occult meaning secret or dark or hidden. And often, people in witchcraft often start out playing with a Ouija board.
Does the Bible say not to go to fortune tellers, things like that? Is it because...
Yes.
They're all bad, or is it because they're afraid that we're going to deal with the wrong spirit?
Yeah, well, we shouldn't be dealing with them at all. And the Bible says clearly names witchcraft and several things in Deuteronomy that is considered an abomination to God, as well as the objects of the occult or darkness. It says don't bring it into your house lest you become cursed like it, because it's a cursed object. Occult things are cursed objects. And we do want to bring them into our house. These are things of darkness, and most people have them and don't even realize what they have and can bring a lot of trouble. God's not trying to condemn people. He's trying to show them how to get peace and joy. I had a lady call me very frantic about she hadn't been able to sleep for several nights, and I didn't know the lady. She called from some city, and I asked her, is there anything new in your bedroom? She said, no. No, just a golden Pegasus that my boyfriend gave me. So I said, do that. I said, well, why don't you take it out and put it in the garage and give me a call a couple of days. She called back two or three days later and said that, I've slept wonderfully, but I heard all these strange noises coming out of the garage. So I broke that thing up and got rid of it. And so I've had peace ever since. Those are little telltale things that we've seen here. Numerous times we've seen this. And the Bible clearly says that God's people perish for lack of knowledge. And this is not some kind of spooky Christian thing. It's just normal what the Bible says and having people come in agreement to what God's Word says. And we see miracles.
That's amazing. The woman that had so many multiple personalities, would you think that there was possession of other spirits, or is that just psychotic?
There were many
spirits there.
And they were acting like when a person has multiple personalities, they have alter personalities that are created. When the trauma gets so great for the child, a personality will be created to compartmentalize that trauma and put it away so the person can function. And sort of like put it behind an amnesic barrier. As the trauma continues, it can generate more. And so our object is to get the person in a stable place and then begin to work through and healing those traumas that were produced. And there's a part that holds that trauma. Now, that part may, it's funny, I was working with a lady and I saw some kind of weird behavior that was not normal for her. And I said, who's here right now? Me. I said, oh, well, you're acting kind of strange. She said, oh, really? Next time this happened, I said, this is not the same person. I said to her, how many me's do we have? Oh, there's three of us.
Wow.
She had a me for each person that tormented her so that they would not suspect that she had dissociated and put a barrier between herself and that tormentor. And this we see happen. When a child gets too much trauma, usually a young person, it can be caused by natural events like PTSD in the war, horrible events. Some of that stuff's pretty horrible. The mind will automatically compartmentalize that and put it behind an amnesic barrier. But it's like having a piece of radioactive material in your pocket. You can't see or feel it, but rays are coming out, and this stuff is influencing people. So we try to find the source of the influence, and we use that first by keeping the person comfortable, safe, feeling safe, and then allow the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus to lead them to a place where they are willing to look at it again and listen to the lies that they've told themselves, renounce those lies, and if there were any spirits that came in to torment them, quite often spirits are attached in that area, then we have them just renounce them and tell them to go. And it's no big deal. It's just just saying, get out of here, and they say they agree with God, and he takes care of it.
And then childhood, like if they're, amazing. No, the way you do it with Jesus is just amazing. It's just incredible. And God, you know, parents may have said things when children were small that has stuck with them their whole lives, right? That just kind of just doesn't. And those parents, how do they forgive? They have to forgive. It says because they may not have known what they were doing when they were raising the children.
True. Right. Well, the thing is, Bible's very clear, and we've seen this over and over. It says the sins of the fathers are visited upon the children of the third and fourth generation. Well, the children can come underneath that, but it also says, and by the way, this is the first scripture that is one of the scriptures that is mentioned again in the New Testament. It says, honor your father and mother that it may go well with you and you live long. That's a command, but it also has a penalty if you don't. But somebody who had been highly abused, the best thing to do is not speak evil of them and not put them down and not disgrace them.
But that doesn't mean you have to put up with it, right?
Abuse.
But they don't have to put up with their abuse.
No.
That can be a toughie, you know, when you're hearing honor your parents, but then if your parents aren't, you know, doing
honorable,
good things to you. Right. It's kind of a toughie thing, I think, when you're younger, thinking, how do I still honor them but yet not allow their abuse? You know?
And that's where the Christian family comes in. That they can come alongside of a family or a person that's having that problem and help them to understand the truth, but help them understand it in a way that's real, not fancy or phony. It's not denial. It's letting it go. Because as long as we
hold
that.
And it's possible the parents weren't even smart enough to know what they were doing or how wrong it was what they were doing, That's the tough part, because I think as children, we think our parents are so smart.
Yeah.
You know, when you're little, you think those are people you're supposed to look up to, right? So
we have that happen here in Pennsylvania a lot. They have something in Pennsylvania called powwow healing. And it is healing by superstition and occult means. Occult means hidden or secret means, which is usually not Christian.
Okay.
And a child could be taken to a powwow healer who prays over them or casts a spell over them to make them feel better, and it comes, and a spirit comes in because he's legal, has a legal right to go there, because often empowered by spirits, and to stay there and torment the person. And we've had a lot of those people set free, and revealed that's what happened to them. They went to a where somebody charmed them or healed it.
Wow, this is just the. Can I give out your contact number, phone number?
Sure.
And your email address, because I know you're redoing the site. I've been on the site many times, but I know you're in the process of doing the site.
Well, probably the email won't be as quick, but you can use the email address. But a lot of times, if I don't know who the email is from, because I work in an area where a lot of Spanish people would like to
Some
things, I prefer to have a phone number, and you can give that out. The ministry.
Okay, the phone number is 717-235-5349. 717-235-5349.
And we don't do too much on the telephone. We can give them some advice, but however, when it comes to doing spiritual kind of healing or dealing with demonic spirits, if we're not there, we don't know what's happening on the other end of the phone, so we don't want to do that. I did recently pray for a lady in South America, I think it was in Argentina, that had been to several places for healing in the United States, and somehow she heard about it and gave me a call. Her husband was there with her. So I talked to her and her husband, and he would say, tell me if anything went on bad, and I took her through some prayers, and today she's free. Didn't even have to see her. But that was one case that God brought to us.
That's fantastic. Wayne, you know we're doing It's Time to Heal series, so I would love to have you, us be able to go through and walk through different times, different segments, because I know you do so much with this. It's hard to cover everything in 30 minutes.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be glad to that, and we'll set up something maybe where I can talk about specific issues.
That would be fantastic, because it just goes on and on. And I can tell you, I'm going to say on the show right now, that I met you through being referred to you from Cheryl and Arnold in Pennsylvania. And, I had some childhood trauma, and you were just a godsend, a total godsend, because I had gone to some counseling in the 90s that was secular, and it didn't do a thing. And I'm not knocking anybody listening. We have a lot of archive listeners to our shows constantly that are downloading our shows. I'm not knocking or disputing secular counseling at all, but I can say firsthand that, because there's a need for certain things, but I can tell you firsthand that Pastor Ralph, I went through counseling with him, and it's just amazing what you were able to do, and you and Lisa, in awareness, in the peace, and I thank you forever for that. And this is just so necessary, because so many people are walking around as wounded adults, and we don't even know it. You know, there's people, you don't know it. You may go through life, and you're a doer, or you're this, or you're that, or you make it happen, or maybe a perfectionist and don't think you're a perfectionist because you're just constantly having to, maybe I know with me it's more of a, I can take care of myself. I can't trust anybody else. I'm going to take care of myself, and I'll be fine, right? You know, and that kind of thing.
Right.
And there's a lot of people out there like that. You were just, it's like God just speaks right through you. The Holy Spirit just comes through you.
Counselors.
I've seen it.
We work with counselors. I work with a psychiatrist, and he does what he does. He handles the meds and that, and I handle the spiritual stuff. And a person
that works well,
it gets better. So I work with secular counselors. But
So the combination, kind of, I think there's an awareness. I've noticed when you're with the counseling and you're speaking to the Holy Spirit and saying, "Okay, what is it? What do you want to say?" And somebody sees, oh, wait a minute, that wasn't a big deal. But really, I looked at it like this all these years, beat myself up about it, and now I realize, no, I wasn't bad. I didn't do anything wrong, you know?
Right. Takes that realization. Once that realization comes, the lie is broken. It's a lie that we've been believing.
It's a lie.
Most children, when their parents separate, the first thing they think, What have I done to cause this? And if nobody talks to them about it, they'll carry that the rest of their life, that guilt and shame.
And it repeats itself and repeats it. It repeats itself. Pastor Ralph, we only have about 10 minutes left, right? I just want to go in. Can you tell us what, for our listeners, what are some of the signs that, you know, because I can see, you know, people are adults, they think they've got it together, everything's going on. Maybe they've always kept the grades up, kept the work up, the homes, everything works for them, but they just feel an emptiness inside, something's not right, maybe they're not finding the peace. What are some telltale signs that you could tell our listeners, like, if you're feeling this?
One of the things I notice with people, that they're addicted to some kind of drug, regardless of what drug it is, or some addiction of some kind, and we have to realize that this body loves pleasure and hates pain. And whenever there's pain, we're going to go whatever it is, it feels good. And some people may have 4, 5, or 6 different addictions, but that's a sign. An addiction is a sign. A person telling you about having bad things continue to happen to them. A lot of times you can just listen to what's coming out of the person's mouth. I'll never accomplish anything. I'll never do any of this. I'm not a good person. You hear that coming out of the mouth, you know that's coming from something inside that must have hurt. And sometimes it can be a sickness that they go to the doctor and can't seem to find anything. We have had people heal when taken through prayers to renounce occult activities of witchcraft of some kind. And later on in the family wound up with a disease, something like MS. And,
wow.
One lady was healed. We didn't know that, but when she renounced all the generational stuff, in about 4 or 5 weeks, she didn't have to take the MS medication. And, of course, all of these people are sent to their local doctor. We don't argue with doctors. If they
sure.
got something, we don't tell them to stop taking the medicine. That's up to the doctor.
Sure. Yeah.
But usually a person has some degree of a defect, such as depression, that they are worried about something, anxious all the time.
Anxiety.
Hearing voices is another one. They keep hearing negative voices. There are many different things that people have. A lot of times they'll move into a new house, not new to them, an old house. A couple will move to a new house, which was actually an old house, and they don't know what was in that house before. Numerous times spirits are left in the house. So somebody was hurt or killed in that house, and there's a spirit in there, and they move in, and they start getting depressed. Something happens to the children. They can't figure out what's going on. So we've cleansed many of houses, and in fact, we wrote a book on how to detect and cleanse houses. Because
what's it called? Can I put it? Okay.
Yeah. Hidden Secrets of the Kingdom of Darkness. It's about what it's really about is people that have been plagued with problems, physical pain, barrenness, miscarriage, marriage dysfunctions, poverty, failure, accidents, addictions, oppression, all kind of oppressions. And so we tried to, from our years of experience, put in the book, these are the things that cause that. And we have prayers in there, how to pray over a house and how to pray over a house and how to cleanse the property and prayers to cleanse it and get rid of any dark spirits that might be there so you can have peace in the house. And we have it on Amazon. And also on Kindle.
So Hidden Secrets
like
of the Kingdom of Darkness by Ralph Gilbert and Gloria Ralph and Gloria Gilbert. That is, the phone number again is 717-235-5349. We're just getting started. I'm so looking forward to talk to you more about this too.
Fine.
Well, if somebody went through childhood issues, is there an age that usually the issues start showing up if somebody hasn't gone through and denounced it or realized these things were lies?
Well, it may show up in the teen years by rebellion quite often in there. But a lot of times we show up somewhere in late teens when the person leaves the house and starts another relation somewhere. Sometime later on in life, it's hard to say when it shows up. But a lot of it has to do to denial in the person themselves. Mm-hmm. Denial keeps it hidden. And so that person's in denial. Nothing ever happened to me. That's not. That's just the way I am. And so they never approach any type of counseling on that.
Wow.
But they definitely have a history. If you listen to history, that's why we give them a history form to fill out. So we get some idea things that they've been struggling with in their life. And after a while, there are a lot of patterns show up.
Mm-hmm.
It don't give us the answer, but a lot of time it points in a direction to work on.
We're definitely creatures of habit, aren't we?
Yeah,
we
are.
Are.
And we believe things in our heart that are often not true. And whatever we believe in our heart, we're going to do. No matter how much we try not to, we will do it some way. If we believe we're a failure, we'll do so much to succeed, and we'll wind up failing. It's a lie buried in the heart, and often in childhood.
And we're such miracles, you know. God made us as such miracles and so wonderful, and it's just a matter of everyone believing that, right?
Right.
Really believing it.
Right.
Because,
doing what it says in God's Word. He's not put that there to condemn us. He's helped that there to help us because it says in God's Word that people perish for lack of knowledge.
And so many of us don't know the knowledge because they're not reading and they're not learning, you know. It's with society and with the way things are put out there now.
Right.
Wow. Well, you were definitely ordained to do this. I'm telling you, you just have the natural gift, and you know exactly. It's like you, what's going on when it happens. I've been witness.
Well,
to that,
a good deal of the time, and that's from experience. And a lot of times I didn't, and I had to go to other people doing this and say, "What do you think it is?" But once I learned, then I was able to teach others.
Wow. Would you say the biggest thing in life is unforgiveness, or would you say, I mean, if you had to pick
one of the largest things. But I'd say the biggest thing is self-hate. People
really?
Hate themselves for something they did or was done to them. A lot of times abuse was done to them, and they believe it was their fault, or the perpetrator told them it was their fault. And so they carry
it.
That lie all their life.
Wow, that's a shame. Well, the work you do is amazing. And if people want to donate, because I know, you know, you have a lot of people that can't afford to, you know, donate or pay counseling, and you always help. Where do they donate? Do they go through ftgf@live.com on PayPal? Or
they can donate it. Yeah, because we have a PayPal account. My website is down now. Or we can donate directly to Freedom Through Jesus Fellowship, Freedom Through Jesus Fellowship. 14205 Ingham, I-N-G-H-A-M, Ingham Road, New Freedom, Pennsylvania, 17349.
Okay, and they can also ftgf@live.com if they want to go through PayPal.
ftgf@live.com.
If you want to go through PayPal.
We're working the website up. It'll probably be a couple of months before we get it back on. And,
yeah, I loved it before. I loved it before. It was really great. So I'm just going to be back up. Yeah. And, no, that's really good because just with anything, I mean, it's so much work and
right.
So much that you're doing. And,
all gifts are tax exempt.
Okay.
The gifts are tax exempt because we are 501c3 ministry.
Okay. I've seen what you do, and I've lived it. I experienced it, and you're just amazing. And I would bring good into more of that on some of the other shows if we can have you back.
Sure will.
Do some of our
enjoy talking with you.
Time to Heal series, and it's all about everything. Without God, we can't do it, any of it. So thank you, and I will talk to you soon. And to everyone out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter @RealtyUniversal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.